This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
Hello, today I'm here with Phil Bull, who's a PhD student at Oxford University and also did his undergraduate here at Manchester. Hi, Phil.
Hi, it's good to be back.
Welcome to the Jodcast.
Thank you.
Phil is giving a talk later today on cosmology. Can you just explain about your project a little bit more?
Yeah, sure. So I'm interested in this thing called dark energy. Mm-hmm. Over the last decade or two, astronomers have discovered that the expansion of the universe seems to be getting faster and faster and faster, so it's accelerating. And this is something we call the dark energy problem. And this is a bit weird, because normally gravity, just plain old gravity, should make things decelerate, so not expand faster and faster. So there's something weird going on. And actually, when you do the sums, it looks like something that's making the universe accelerate makes up about 75% of the universe. So we don't know what 75% of the universe is made of. So there are lots of explanations for what this dark energy stuff could be, or what these observations could mean, from things like the contribution of quantum mechanics to the expansion of the universe. So quantum mechanics predicts that little subatomic particles are popping in and out of existence all of the time, just in the blink of an eye.
Are these things like electrons?
Yep, electrons, protons, very, very briefly, almost imperceptibly, but it's a definite prediction of quantum mechanics. And that adds a small amount of energy to the universe, and so maybe it's that. But as well as that, there are suggestions that perhaps we've got gravity wrong. Just as Einstein's general relativity came along and corrected Newton's theory of gravity, well, maybe now, a century later, maybe we need to make some small corrections to Einstein's theory, and these are called modified gravity theories, very imaginative. But I don't work on either of those myself. I'm more interested in questioning the assumptions behind how we interpret the observations that suggest that the universe is accelerating. So what we normally do is assume that the universe is perfectly homogeneous.
That means completely smooth.
Completely smooth, no lumps, no bumps.
No galaxies.
Nothing. Exactly. Which you might think for astrophysicists is quite a weird assumption to make, that there are no galaxies even. Well, it seems to work. We have a very good description of the universe. It makes lots of very successful predictions, apart from this dark energy thing. We just don't know what it is. So I'm one of the people looking at whether maybe that's not a great assumption to make. Maybe on really big scales, so much bigger than galaxies or even clusters of galaxies, the universe is still quite lumpy. So we want to find out if it is or not, and if it is, what effect that has on this dark energy problem. So we observe these things called type 1a supernova explosions, and they seem to be dimmer than we expect. This is how we figure out that the universe seems to be accelerating. But you can get similar sort of dimming effects if, for example, we live in a bubble. So that's a bit of a crazy idea, and it's actually something we just call a toy model. So it's just a very simple model we use to try and figure out what some of the key effects of lumps and bumps in the universe are, inhomogeneity. And so I've recently been working on these, we call them giant void models rather than bubble models.
So that's where there's large gaps in the universe, basically.
Essentially, yeah. So, I mean, the simplest model is something called a Lemaître-Tolman-Bondi model. and essentially, we live at the centre of a bubble in this model. And so near to us, there aren't many galaxies, and far away, there are many more galaxies. And when you do the sums, which is what I do all day, you find that, lo and behold, you can explain these supernova observations. You can explain this dimming of the supernovae just with this bubble model, without any dark energy, which is quite surprising.
So there could be other reasons for it entirely, like this bubble model.
Exactly. And so these observations don't necessarily mean that we don't know what 75% of the universe is. We might have just made a bad assumption, maybe. But we're scientists, right? We have to test this. So I can't just sit here and say, we live in the centre of a bubble, and that's that. It explains everything, because it doesn't, of course. Mm-hmm. And so what I did in August last year with my supervisors, Tim Clifton and Pedro Ferreira, both currently at Oxford, we looked at these Lemaitre-Tolman-Bondi models, and we applied other observational tests to mm-hmm. them. So I won't go into too many details on just what those are, because there's a whole battery of tests that we applied. But it turns out that when you confront these models with all of the observational data, they don't stand up to scrutiny.
Okay.
So we've ruled them out. They're not a valid model of the universe anymore. They don't match the data. But for a while, they were viable. And that's kind of an interesting thing, and it's something we're continuing to pursue.
Okay.
And lots of people around the world as well, of course. And that's, do all the lumps and bumps that the universe is made up of, all the galaxies, all the inhomogeneities, what effect do they do? What effect do they have on our supernova observations and the like? And does that mean we've incorrectly estimated how much dark energy there is, something along those lines? And the thing is, we don't know yet.
So there's still a lot of stuff still to be done.
Still a lot of stuff to be done, in my opinion at least.
All right, well, thank you very much for stopping to talk to us.
Oh, my pleasure, thank you.